Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hello, Sancho!
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. What's the matter, man?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me is always a mere few hundred miles to my south-southwest, a man who, no matter where he goes, he is always invited. The irrepressible J-Man.
Hola! You were just a little bit ahead of yourself.
Dang.
I think, on that one.
It's tough working with that delay.
Well, it is tough, but you're getting close.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of like to sing along, do a little duet with myself.
That's right.
I do a lot of duets with myself, trust me, Jay.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And how are you this fine evening?
I'm swell.
That's good.
Pretty nice day here.
Was it?
In God's country, yeah. Sun was shining, temperatures got up, I don't know, like in the 40s, 50 degree range.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
Not so
bad. It's
really
cold here, really cold.
Oh.
And my day didn't start off well at the beer mine, Jay. One of my first customers, it's like 11 degrees out there, and I'm saying, yeah, what do you want? I need a lighter. Okay. Walk in, get a lighter. Hand the chick her lighter. Do you have a different color? I said, it's a little too cold to quibble about the color.
When she said she needed a lighter, you should have said, any color you prefer?
No. If they want to pick out a color, they can go to a grocery store look around.
Customer service is a lost art.
I'll tell you what, her response wasn't too bad. When I said it's too cold to talk about color, she said, okay.
Oh,
there you go. Problem solved.
People of Southwest Ohio are so beaten down that even the guy at the beer mine, they're like, okay, whatever you say, dude.
Uh-huh. And then, not long after that, Jay, Rhino and his mom came through on their way to Cleveland, the big Cavaliers game tonight. And they came through to pick up their weekly royalties. And old Rhino kind of jumped a little ugly with me.
So he did?
Yeah, he got a little smart, sarcastic. Thought he was being funny. And I said, you know, how many points did you score last night? And he said, 8 or 9. I said, well, either way, your new nickname is Single Digit Mahoney.
Oh.
Yeah.
Zing.
There you go.
Zing.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yep. He thought he could get smart with you.
Uh-huh.
You're too nimble for that, even in the cold.
Uh-huh.
So, Rhino, you come at the king, you best not miss.
Mm-hmm. You're going to cut off his head, you better do it.
Yeah.
That set the tenor for the day. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got some guests in the chat room.
Yeah.
And we got the lovely Ms. Dana. We have a guest, and we have, of course,
Hi, Mike. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a little shout-out for you here, Matt.
I'm ready.
A couple of them, in fact.
Excellent.
We want to give a shout out to our favorite Canadian, our good friend, Miss Jamie, whose cat passed away last night.
Aww.
Buddy the cat.
So, sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that. Condolences to Jamie. And I don't know if a Canadian cat, I don't know how old he was, and, you know, the conversion rate messes me up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But sorry to hear that. It's always, you know, because our pets are members of our family, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yep.
I live with royalty, Jay.
Yes, you do.
She has her own day bed, night bed.
And, of course, yesterday, Barney the Scottish Terrier, President Bush's BFF, died. And,
yeah.
You know, I posted that on our Facebook page there at facebook.com/IWS Radio. And, you know, all of our animal-loving liberal friends couldn't be bothered to click like or anything like that, I guess, you know. It only matters when it's, you know, when it's a Democrat pet that dies.
Yeah, you would think pets would cross political boundaries, cross the aisle, but no.
I guess not.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, well.
Of course, that dog was ugly, though. I didn't.
Oh, he was. That's a cute dog.
I don't know.
A cool little dog.
Yeah, well.
And speaking of death, Andre Cassagne, the inventor of the Etch-a-Sketch, has died.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I checked in the article. They specifically said they did shake him real hard just to make sure.
it's pretty good. And, you know, Etch-a-Sketch is close to my heart because I believe they were made here in Ohio, up in Bryan, Ohio, which is up by Toledo.
Well, yeah, they stopped making them, and then a company there in Ohio bought it and started making them again there. So.
Okay. So I was close.
I don't know where they were. I don't know if they were originally made somewhere there or what, but...
We'll have to research that and do a show about the Etch-a-Sketch. Somewhere.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The Etch-a-Sketch show.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more shout-out. I had a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Shout-out to my BFF, the lovely, talented, the angelic Miss Warrior Cat, who has hurt her back.
Oh.
We all know how bad that is.
Yeah.
Spending the day in bed, heating pad on. Tough.
It wasn't due to laundry, course, like someone else we know does, is it?
No. She probably had a more legitimate way of hurting her back.
Okay.
I did. Of course, you know, she's got 12-hour days on her feet the whole time taking care of those babies.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well.
Tough.
Hope she gets better soon.
Mm-hmm.
And a big birthday, Jake.
And a birthday. Rock Dog.
Ah!
Rock and roll, man. Rock Dog is old today. I don't know how old he is, but he's old.
Yeah.
He's up there, man.
Yeah. A lot of birthdays this time of year. A lot of February babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 days away from somebody else you know.
I know. It's going to be a big time.
Hell yeah.
Can't wait.
That'll be a party.
Yeah, can't wait to turn 48. See, it rhymes.
Uh-huh.
Just like all these PSAs you see on the TV and here on the radio. It's got to rhyme, you know, or people don't pay attention.
That's right. Doesn't matter if it doesn't rhyme. So, yeah.
But,
all right, rolling along.
Yep, bigger than my birthday. Tomorrow's a big day in the USA.
It is. It's a huge day. Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday. The beer mine will be hopping tomorrow night, Jay.
Oh, you know it.
But you know what's
coming through last-minute supplies.
Yeah. You know what's hopping right now, Jay? the chat room because she just sashayed in.
Miss Whatever Joe. Just came strolling in.
Yeah.
And every head turned. And Mike said, "How you doing?"
And poor David Lawrence, he's not in the chat room tonight.
Poor David's not here. Which is, of course, I think Joe checks the chat room. Because there's no David who comes
true.
On
I know I would.
And who can blame her, right?
So the big football game, the 49ers, the Baltimore Ravens, Battle of Titans. And how are you going to be spending Super Bowl Sunday, Jamie?
Oh, I'm going to a party.
Really?
I'm going to a Twitter party. Sit there with Twitter, and I can you know, see everybody, and we can all, you know, chat.
Yeah.
Post our observations.
Very good. Critique
like that.
The game.
Critique the game.
Break
make
it
fun
down.
Of Phil. Make fun of Phil Sims.
Yeah, that's always a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
Make fun of Jim Nantz.
Oh, God.
Make fun of whoever the sideline reporter is. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever it is, they suck.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing for the Super Bowl tomorrow?
Well, you know, Jay, I got invited to a party here in town. Here
really?
In town. Yeah.
Don't, well, no, you've been invited to a Super Bowl soiree.
A soiree? Kind of invited myself.
Well, how did this all come about?
Well, you know, Wednesday night, I was feeling a little sad, a little lonely, a little cold after a rough day at the beer mine. And I just I just happened to post on my Facebook page that, you know, Rhino's going to be watching the game at his uncle's house and Schmoop will be asleep. And, you know, I just like to have a buddy, just like to have a Super Bowl buddy and maybe watch the game with him or her. Just taking requests. And there you go.
And then somebody made the mistake of implying that possibly you could come to their place?
Well, said person, the lovely Nancy, friend of mine from high school, I'll be watching the game, and to which, you know, she didn't really invite me, but I immediately replied, I'll be there.
Well, there you go. So Facebook has changed the way we crash parties.
Exactly.
It used to be you had to know somebody who knew where a party was, or even just drive around till you found a party.
No,
strolling in.
Yeah, in all fairness, one of our guests, one of our listeners, Dana, she said, you know, if I wanted to drive over to her neck of the woods there in the land of Lincoln. She's got a big comfy couch, and I could watch the game there, to which I said, that leads to no good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Couches are evil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, and you'd probably get shot driving through Chicago to get there anyway.
Well, that's true, too. Kind of like Baltimore.
Yeah.
But it's a funny thing, though, Jay, the gracious and lovely Miss Nancy, after I said, you know, I don't want to be being a jerk? I don't want to intrude. Do you really want me to come over? And like I told you, she didn't say, oh, yeah, I'm happy to have you over. I want you to be over. She just said, I'm planning on it.
Well, there's an air of resignation to that statement.
There was.
It's already set. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't really say no now.
No, no. Even though I never really said yes, I guess I can't say no.
So are you bringing anything?
Well, you know, Jay, you know, we're still trying to get back to where we were financially. It's getting closer, but it's still going to be like, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, uh-huh, trying to get back up to where we are. And so I told her I would bring some chips, and I said I'd bring my own dip. Now, see, the dip's kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked in the cabinet, and I have a can of Campbell's potato soup, cream of potato. And I thought I could just kind of dump that in the bowl. And I got a thing of dried chives or rosemary or oregano. I couldn't really tell what it was. I could sprinkle that on top. It looked like a dip. Now, I'll spring for the chips, but, you know.
Yeah. You're not going to bring your broccoli casserole or whatever that was?
No.
So, you're afraid she won't let you through the door with that, aren't you?
But I think it'll look like dip. It'll look like dip, so.
Well,
then I'll probably...
If you can.
I'll bring a six-pack, you know, with 3 beers left in it. And so adding to the fun.
Well, I tell you what, I was looking around online today.
Yes.
For something different.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know I'm doing Sloppy Joe's tomorrow.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, Sloppy Joe's really aren't all that healthy. I wonder if there's a healthy alternative. And it turns out there is.
Really?
Yep.
And what's
Sloppy
that?
Chicks. Sloppy chicks.
You are not making sloppy chicken.
No, no. Oh, no. Not chicken. Chickpeas.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's
You've
right.
You've got to be kidding me.
Somebody on their Super Bowl recipe site, sloppy chicks, chickpeas, sloppy joes, olive oil, diced onion, garlic, pepper, chickpeas, rinsed, drained, and smashed all up. Roasted tomatoes, tomato paste.
Well, maybe I'll be
maple syrup.
Maybe I'll be experiencing that tomorrow, since you know, the lovely Nancy told me that her son's girlfriend is a vegan.
A vegan.
Yeah.
And you know what? I tell you what. It's also got some liquid smoke, and this is what I think really makes the meal. 1 tablespoon of nutritional yeast.
Oh God. Yeah.
And you just put that on a gluten-free vegan hamburger bun.
That sounds excellent. You know what else sounds excellent, Jay? We're opening up the phone lines at 661-244-9852.
Oh, boy.
And indeed, J-Man, we have a caller.
We have. We do.
Uh-huh.
We have two callers. Well, no.
606, you're with Stupid.
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I know you guys know this voice.
Sunshine State Shirley.
Hi, guys.
Let's go, Florida.
So who's winning the Super Bowl?
But, Shirley, I got to ask you, before we get into that, are you calling from the bathroom?
Am I calling from where?
The bathroom.
The bathroom.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you calling from an airplane hangar?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'll tell you guys where I'm calling from. I know. You hear the hollowness, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I am calling from, I just moved today back to Lexington, Kentucky. And I am calling from one of my brothers, like, it's like a five-bedroom house. He owns this place. It's like a five-bedroom house, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? but, yeah, so that's why it sounds so empty.
Huh.
Oh, okay. Well, that settles that.
Not
I was a little
bath,
worried.
I'm sorry. Nothing exciting like that. Sorry.
Well, maybe I could come down there and help you fill it up.
Matt, you're so bad. Really. He's all full of shit. Anyway, hi, Jay.
Hi, Shirley. Hey,
oh,
welcome
Shirley.
Back to
Shirley. Hold on, Jay. Shirley, you can't call Jay. You have to call him Dyson.
No, I can call him Jay.
Please say Dyson.
I can call him what I want to.
All right.
So what was it, Jay? What was you going to say?
I don't even remember.
I asked a simple question. Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Niners.
Absolutely.
Niners.
Yes.
I got the Niners 33-24.
Yes. 33-24. You know what I think?
What?
I think it's going to be more like 42-22.
Oof.
21. I'm going to go with 21 since that's one of the numbers that football recognizes. Yeah, I think it's going to be more like 40-something to 21.
Mm-hmm.
Niners.
I'm going to put a beat down on them, huh?
Beat down, yeah. Baltimore don't know that kind of offense. That's West Coast shit. They don't know that.
Well, I tell you, over on ESPN, Rick Riley predicted 35-34 in overtime and then couldn't figure out how a score could be a one-point overtime game.
then I'm not the only one that can't, like, quite figure it out. But
yeah. Yeah. There's your expert for you.
If I can't do it on ESPN, then I can't do it, right?
Yep.
Well, when you got problems like that, you just check with me, Shirley, because I'm a numbers guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So are you going to a Super Bowl party, Shirley?
I am, guys. Yeah.
Did you invite yourself?
I went to Kroger's today. I'm going to tell you about this, all right? And I'm looking, and I'm thinking, okay, and I see all this yellow and purple and, you know, for Baltimore. You know what I'm thinking? And I'm thinking, okay, I'm in Lexington, so let me just dig a little deeper. Surely I'll find some, like, red and white or some shit for San Francisco. Sorry. I'm allowed to cuss? All right. But anyway, so I look, and there's nothing. No San Francisco stuff in the whole Kroger in Lexington.
You could have gotten a bottle of ketchup and mustard.
Yeah. Made your own.
Uh-huh.
No. Ketchup and better than that now. It's got to be icing or something because it's red and white, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I thought it was red and gold. But
I mean, they had cakes, cupcakes,
really...
cookies,
yeah.
All kinds of shit, but nothing for stuff. But nothing for San Francisco, nothing.
Damn.
No Ray Lewis, I guess, right?
I guess.
Yeah. It's a good thing they have a weekend furlough program in Maryland, so, you know, Ray can play.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I miss you
so,
guys.
What are you taking to the party? Are you taking, here's something you could take. How about sweet potato tofu burger?
Jay, where do you get that stuff? I mean, really.
On the internet.
The
internet is full of just, I mean, it's the devil.
Oh, I forgot your education. Okay. Let's see. Get something else because that's not going to get it. I'm in Kentucky. That's not going to get it. All right. I got Kroger. I got Walmart. But no, that's not going to get it.
Hmm. How about some calamari salad, asparagus, and tangerines?
I was trying to think about that. That doesn't sound good. I was thinking about some chicken wings, but that's just expensive now.
Pig's feet are always a big hit in Kentucky, aren't they?
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Matt, man. No, you didn't. All right. Some of us are a little more educated than pig's feet, all right?
Okay.
And I'm not in Timbuktu, Kentucky, now. I'm in Lexington, all right?
You're in the big city.
Yeah,
in the big
green
town.
City. We don't even have a ghetto here. Oh, shit, maybe I shouldn't have said that. It's all green. Lexington's green, yeah. Okay, guys, think of something green I can take to the
football party. Well, calamari salad. Got asparagus and tangerines in it. That's good stuff right there.
Calamari salad. That almost sounds like Calipari.
See?
It almost does.
There you go. I saw the mild cats get lucky tonight.
Oh, we didn't get lucky. We're talented.
Uh-huh.
I think you missed it, Shirley.
Excuse me?
I said I think you missed what he said.
Say it again, Jay.
I said I saw that your mild cats got lucky tonight.
Did you say my mild cats? No, you didn't.
They looked pretty. Mild to me.
You're about right this year. You're about right. You know, because what? Come on, guys. What can you expect? Once every 10 years, can you put together a team of freshmen and they pull off what they did last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take that national championship and go home. Thank you very much. Where's your team?
Hey, my team beat the hell out of Tennessee today.
They did. I watched that.
That's right. And I tell you what, my team won a national championship in 1994, by golly.
Now, you had what?
We won a national championship in 1994. We're still living on that one. Yeah,
you're still buying that one. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, I understand that. Every now and then, Kentucky will take a dry run. Every now and then. We went from 98 to 96, so that took a while.
And as if Dana could not get any more pretentious,
what did
she types
say
in
now?
Duke,
oh my
in
God.
The chat room.
What'd she say?
Duke.
She said Duke?
Yes.
Well, somebody please type back in puke for me, please. Puke.
I gotcha. There we
okay,
go.
Okay, thank you. Tell her Shirley says puke.
I think she can probably hear that.
Okay, good.
I'll tell you what, though, Jay. No matter the outcome of the Super Bowl tomorrow, I know who the MVP is going to be.
Who?
Joe Flacco.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll self-determinate that. Hey, I was the best. You know, he should be the quarterback of San Francisco because, you know, he's such an elitist. He's an elite quarterback.
Well, he is.
San Francisco, first of all, they did Alex Smith really wrong, but we won't even go there because they're here. They're in the big game, so let's see what the boy does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they did the right thing. But I tell you what, I left off on my drinking game that I posted over on the blog at iwsradio.blogspot.com that you're supposed to drink every time they mention that Joe Flacco has the strongest arm in the NFL.
Every time?
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Damn, I won't get a drink at all.
Well, they keep telling us he has such a big arm.
He's got a big arm.
Big arm.
Okay, guys.
Every throw he makes is an NFL throw.
And we're about to lose the live stream, so if you'd like to call in and get in on the action, you can call in at 661-244-9852.
Guys,
and let us know if you're
going to.
Well, it's good to
What's
talk
that?
To you.
Oh, yeah.
I've missed
it's been too long.
I've missed you guys.
You're going to call
been
in.
Too long.
The week of Daytona, aren't you, Shirley?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When is that?
Who was that?
I forget when it is. 24th, 17th, something like that. It's this month. I don't know.
It's in February, right, guys?
Yeah.
What is it, 2 weeks after the Super Bowl?
Something like that.
Go Dale Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And take the rest of those rednecks with you.
That choice. Let's see. You're from Arkansas, so who's your race car driver?
Blanche Lincoln.
You know what? I haven't watched NASCAR since Dick Trickle retired.
Oh, Jesus. I should have seen that coming.
Help me out here, Matt.
What?
Because I obviously need some, you shit.
Oh, well, no. Dick Trickle was great.
I don't even know who that is.
He was a NASCAR driver.
He must have been before Dale Earnhardt Sr. Trickle. What kind of name is Trickle, by the way?
I think it's Scotch Lithuanian.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, Matt, we got another caller. Shirley, hang on there because you need to meet this guy.
Oh, okay, God.
No problem.
859, you're with Stupid.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Would this be the mighty Justin Henry?
It is. It is me. I'm very mighty. This is kind of ridiculous. I mean, what? I don't know. All right, first of all, I'm just going to say 49ers, yes, I agree. Super Bowl, and she's kind of right on something, so I don't know. It's a she, right?
Well, yeah, but her name's Shirley. You got to say Shirley is right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shirley. I don't know. She's the only obvious
girl. Thank you very much.
You're kind of confusing sometimes, Matt, but other than that, I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm sometimes right. Where was I wrong?
Oh, no, your accent. That's where you're wrong. That's what it is. Do I sound like her? Tell me, guys. Do I sound like her?
Matt, somebody.
Oh,
really?
Well,
oh, boy.
Here we go. Now, Shirley, Justin
is
also in Lexington.
Really? He is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
Do
we sound the same
Justin,
at all? Like, do we have the
Justin,
same accent?
Born and raised here. Ask him where he went to college.
He's on the line
you just
with
did.
Where did I go to college? Was that the question?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
My freshman year, I went to Western Kentucky in Bowling Green, and then I transferred to the University of Kentucky here in Lexington.
Okay, well, I hear a little bit of an accent with you, too. It's a little bit of a Western Kentucky thing, but,
it's
you
know,
I'll forgive
you
for that.
It's a West Bank accent.
For my 1 year.
don't do it, Matt. You know better.
I hear a West Bank accent.
Uh-huh. Almost sounds like Peoria.
Oh, my
mind.
God.
Never mind.
All right.
That one went over everybody's head. I just hate being the intellectual of the group.
Oh, no, please don't flatter yourself. I heard the Peoria shit. Right.
That was not. God, that was Matt. Anyway, Joe informed me that the live stream ended on Dick Trickle, so.
Awesome. Excellent. Well played, J-Man.
Timed
oh,
it
yeah.
like a professional.
Uh-huh. Shirley, did you just snort?
Remember, I wondered where that came from.
Because if you did, we're going to have to go back and put that in the intro.
Yeah, you guys got to do that.
Is dude
still there? Our other caller?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, what's up?
He has a name. His name is Justin.
What is it again?
No, we can agree on that. We're both, like Kentucky. You don't have to know names. Girl, dude,
no
work.
No, excuse me.
Brother,
girl,
sister.
I have a name. It's Shirley.
No, it's
and
Wayne, man.
Justin,
you can that.
Where?
Yeah,
I mean, what is it about my accent that you don't like?
It just sounds awful. It does.
That was uncalled for.
Yeah.
And I crawl through the fucking. I'm sorry.
That was
so
the question
sorry.
That was asked, and I said, that's why it sounds awful. It's just not, I don't know, it's not proper. That's not how you
it's
speak.
It's not proper, really? What degree of education do you have, dude?
Yeah, this is getting good.
Yeah, I know.
You said that you was at Western and you went to the University of Kentucky. What degree do you have?
I don't have a degree.
I do. I have a bachelor's degree. So do I still sound stupid to you?
Yeah, pretty much, yes. You do sound stupid, yes.
Well, I'm so sorry for you. Why don't you crawl back in that hole you come from, okay?
Ooh.
Shouldn't you said crawl back into the holler?
Yeah, well, why don't we say holler? I don't know what a holler is. I've never been in one. But obviously, this dude has.
Well, I tell you what. I know one thing they don't teach at the University of Kentucky, and that's manners.
I was going to say that.
Matt,
that's
hey, Dave.
I'll give you that.
That's where I got my degree, and he obviously did not graduate, so he didn't get Mr. Manners course, okay?
Yeah. Clearly, you do not come out of the University of Kentucky a gentleman.
Clearly, he did not.
I did not, no.
They don't teach
social grace.
You'll never get the title of Colonel.
Matt, I hear you trying to jump in there. Stop it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll shut up the rest of the show.
Quit trying to talk on your own show, Matt.
I'm sorry.
Do not talk. I am at war. All right. So I have an accent, all right, and I'm college educated. You're not. So why don't you crawl back into whatever corner you come from and shut up, Justin?
No, I don't do that. I won't shut up just because you have a degree and I don't have a degree. I mean,
that's pretty ridiculous. You know what I hear? I hear a little Eastern Kentucky twang going on in your voice.
So is that what your degree is in, is linguistics?
I have a bachelor's in social work and a master's in business.
Social work. Did you say social work?
I did.
You're getting all high and mighty with a social work degree? You
and
gotta
a master,
be kidding me.
And a master's in
you
business. Where are you, big boy?
Justin, you keep talking over the part where she tells you about her master's degree.
I have a master's
right,
degree
I'm
in business.
She can go ahead. Go ahead.
I have a master's degree in business. And I'll bet you're still sitting in fucking Eastern Kentucky somewhere.
I live in Lexington, the central part of Lexington, Kentucky, like the center. I'm sorry.
He lives in the Lexington ghetto.
Yeah, well,
shut up, Jason.
Not really, but I mean, like, for her to sit there and, like, try and act like I live, she's like, oh, you live in Eastern Kentucky. I'm from Western,
Listen, shut your fucking mouth for a minute. Okay, where do you live?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah, I hear that.
Where do I live?
Yes.
In Lexington.
Okay, where in Lexington?
Well, right now I'm out Masterson Station, but usually it was a more
Tasty
Pro area.
Where do you live? Not where you are right now. Where do you live?
Masterson Station right now is where I'm at. My fault, by the way. I shouldn't have ended that with a preposition because that was Ed, and I should not have said that. I live in Masterson Station.
Okay, good deal. All right. That's not a bad place to live at all. Okay, I live off of Richmond Road. Okay, you know where Richmond Road is, right?
That's where I grew up. That's where I'm used to.
Okay, I live off of Richmond Road at the lakes, okay?
In a five-bedroom house, no less.
In a five-bedroom
house. With no furniture.
With no furniture, that's right.
In a five-bedroom empty house, we're saying, Jason. So what is it, so you're just offended because I have an accent?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Really? So did you practice not having yours?
No, not really. I mean, that's just, I don't know.
Were you born and raised here?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry that you feel like the cultural difference between us is that the fact that I have an accent, because you know what? I'm proud of mine. I have
you should be proud of that. I think that's really my problem.
Shut up, Jason. Justin, shut up. I have a social work degree, and I have a master's degree in business.
I know
so what
you're
do
so
you
smart.
Have?
You
what
keep
do you
telling
have?
Me.
Okay,
I,
what do you
remember,
have?
Remember, I'm a, like, I'm a, from a holler or whatever you already said, whatever. Like, look, I mean, it's just a thing. I was like, you should be able to speak properly. That's it.
I
That's
do
all.
Speak properly.
When you're making an argument,
properly,
you should be
you
able
shit.
To speak properly. I don't care what kind of degree you have on your wall or anything like that. You should be able to speak appropriately, use the correct words.
What's
and
that?
That's all I'm
Jay.
Jay, I
what?
Love you. I love
Wait
you.
A minute. That was
I
Matt.
I got one for you. Listen, guys. Just
but, you know what?
Me,
I tell
right? You seem like a really sweet guy, okay? But you seem like you need to go get an education. Or
okay.
I don't mean necessarily a college education, but you just need to go get an education about not judging people for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
A
right?
human education.
Absolutely.
I need to
Thank
get
you.
Street smart. I need to get street
some,
smart. Is that what you're saying?
Some social skills, maybe.
That's right.
Social skills.
Absolutely.
Because
Thank
Justin,
you, Jason.
Justin, because
mm-hmm.
you don't recognize it, Shirley's accent is hot.
Well, you're a pervert.
Thank
you,
Matt. I love you guys. I do. I just love you guys so freaking much.
Well, I tell you one thing I don't have. I don't have no stinking accent.
Well, I just
you're from
say
Arkansas. What do you expect?
Like going off on it. Like I was like, I'm just saying, that's ridiculous.
Really?
You
sound just like me. You know what you just said? That's ridiculous. You sound just like me.
Oh, I do not sound just like you. Or do I? Well, that was my original question. Hey, guys, all right, just be quiet for a second, whoever you are. Dudes, do I sound like her when I talk?
You have
no.
a little bit of an accent. You have that. I think you
I
put
do.
A W in talk right there. Talk.
Talk.
Well, okay, fair enough. That's, well, that's where it really got off. And then she got personal and shit. And then it was like, all right, well, hold on. That was my
Well, you
original.
Called her stupid.
Yeah, you did. You started off calling me stupid when I'm way more educated than you.
Well, fair enough. You know what? All right. You know what? You win
over.
This argument, whatever, whoever you are. Because I don't think... What? I'm
well,
sorry,
you know what,
do you
dude?
Do exactly?
Whatever, whoever you are, get off your shit, and try to figure out what really means something in life. Because the fact that I have an
well,
accent doesn't matter.
Well, apparently, a master's degree is what means something in life. Is that right? Do I need to get a master's?
No, no, it doesn't. But
social,
neither does
social
the fact
work.
That I have
what did,
an
you
accent.
Never did explain
so shut
that.
The fuck
Please
up.
Please tell me what you do. Tell me what you do.
Can you
I'm
guys
interested
shut him
now.
Up?
No,
well,
they
this
can.
This is a free and open
this
forum.
Is
and we
this is America.
I mean, you're going to attack. I'm going to attack back.
Yeah, but you know
tell me
the
what
you
do.
You
and hey, you know what? And I will bring. Tell me what you do. I will bring you lunch at your work. I promise. Monday.
You know what?
I will do
you know
that.
What?
Tell me what you do and how awesome you are in your master's degree. And like, I'll come to you, doctor. Are you a doctor? Or
no,
whatever you
I
do,
said I, had a master's
I will do that.
Degree.
Explain to me. How you're so damn smart and what you do is so great. Tell me. And I promise
I
will bring
you
lunch
what,
on
you
Monday.
You know what, dude? I never said what I did was so great or I'm so damn smart. You attacked
No, you
my
definitely
accent.
Did. You drilled that into my head
no,
how
you
smart you were.
My
you have your master's degree. No,
I do
bullshit.
Have my master's
Listen,
degree.
Listen, don't go away. I don't care you got a master's degree. Tell me what you do that is so smart that makes you smarter than me. And I will
Why don't
bring
you come on up to Fifth
lunch.
Third Bank? Why don't you come up to first,
okay.
Fifth Third
oh,
Bank
that
on,
great.
On Monday
Fifth
and
Frank.
Tell me?
I will
Fifth Third Bank,
ask
for Shirley.
That.
All right?
Hey, Jay, I'll talk to you
Hey, what
I'll
floor
on
Fifth Third Bank?
Hey,
what floor? What floor?
What was this show about again?
What floor?
I forget.
Can you not shut his button off? Please.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks.
Because there's no button.
Everybody, host speaking now.
Okay,
we have
hi, Jason.
About,
Sorry.
We have about a half a minute left, and they're going to, BTR is going to shut us off. So we're going to wrap this up. You guys, kiss and make up.
I
Hurry.
Love you guys.
Absolutely. No way.
We love
I
you.
I love
too,
you guys.
Surely.
I've missed you. I'm so happy I got to call in tonight. Cause
no, we are
this
too.
Is, really, this
oh, yeah.
is about you guys, not me, and I'm so sorry.
Totally.
Oh, you're fine.
I think I held my own, but I'm just saying.
Great call, both of you. Shirley, Justin.
Lord, tell me.
I'll tell it. All right. Love you guys. Bye.